I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle, an Odyssey station, and Radio.com. It is now Odyssey. Download that Odyssey app because then you can listen to The Rock and all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. That's right. It's the brand new Odyssey, AUDACY.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yes.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
To B-Mix. It is time to turn down for tequila.
Charge out for what?
What? Tequila. Oh, yeah.
Tequila.
Yeah, right there. See? Tequila.
All right.
Have it and, have fun.
Have it and have fun.
Yeah.
Have it and have fun.
That's all I got. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jeremiah in Tacoma. Jeremiah, are you there?
BJ Shea.
Who cares?
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye. Get out, buddy.
For those playing at home, Jeremiah will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeremiah, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Whoa. The sequence of events that occur in a story is known as what four-letter word?
Plot.
Yes. What year of the early 80s did the final episode of Mork and Mindy air?
82.
Yes. What iconic car was produced by Volkswagen beginning in 1945?
Beetle.
Yes. Ascorbic acid is another name for what vitamin?
D?
No.
E?
No.
C?
Yes. Tin is the traditional wedding anniversary gift for how many years?
15?
No.
10?
Yes. What kind of herb is traditionally on a margarita pizza?
That would be basil.
Yes, the 2015 hit R&B single Hotline Bling was performed by which artist?
Who the F knows? Pass.
The Viper is a model of car made by which company?
The what?
The Viper.
Dodge.
Yes, what is Snoop Dogg's real first name?
I just got off for murder. I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct.
All right, then. There you go.
That's a long first name there.
Sure is.
And not correct. So, no.
All right, then. You're not giving it to him.
No, I'm not going to give that to him.
All right, fine.
Nope, we're looking for the legal one on that one. And here comes Steve.
Here he is.
Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
A sequence of events that occur in a story is known as what four-letter word?
Wow, novel.
No.
Roll.
No.
Fart.
No. What year in the early 80s did the final episode of Mork and Mindy air?
81.
No.
82.
Yes. What iconic car was produced by Volkswagen beginning in 1945?
The thing.
No.
Oh, the Beetle.
Yes. Right. Ascorbic acid is another name for what vitamin?
Vitamin B.
No.
Vitamin C.
Yes. Tin is the traditional wedding anniversary gift for how many years?
10.
Yes. What kind of herb is traditionally on a margarita pizza?
Oh, I like that pizza. Basil.
Yes. The 2015 hit R&B single Hotline Bling was performed by which artist?
Drake.
Yes. The Viper is a model of car made by which company?
Dodge.
Yes. What is Snoop Dogg's real first name?
Oh, he was just collaborating with my favorite guy, Mark Rebellier. Calvin.
Yes.
Calvin Brooks.
Iceland is located on which continent?
Antarctica.
No. Oh. Actually, that was not a bad guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-7.
Oh, sorry, Jeremiah.
So dang it. I am 4-3-1 now.
Oh
man, I'm
close.
I'm coming up on you.
Right. Well, not today, unfortunately.
Well, thanks for playing it. Try again, buddy.
Yeah.
Jeremiah didn't get to that last question, so that could have been a tie there. Because I have a feeling that he probably would have gotten it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Iceland is in Europe. But I like when you said Antarctica, because Antarctica is also full of ice.
You can do it.
Damn straight.
Almost can. Also, the one that you missed, Jeremiah, did get correct. A sequence of events that occur in a story is known as the plot. That's the four-letter word, not fart.
Plot.
Plot.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because you know what? If it was fart, then when we had plot holes in a movie, they would be completely different. Yep.
Congratulations, Steve. You won.
Thank you.
Yes. Good job, Steve. So, you know, over 1 million people recently took an online survey, and here are 8 questions and how people answered them. And it's about how you should eat stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And first off is, when you make a sandwich, what is the best way to cut the sandwich? And I know Vicky's talked about this.
I like diagonal, but I'm not somebody who's going to hate on someone that does it the half and half.
Well, the down the middle or diagonal, you're not going to hate on somebody, but what do you think people say is better, diagonal or half and half?
Oh, everyone's going to say diagonal.
I'm with Vicky.
And the thing is, I can tell you that I never get diagonal. Like, it's never given to me a lot.
What about peanut butter and jelly sandwich? How are you liking it?
I don't care as long as I get it.
I know.
You know, but 80% say diagonal. Why is diagonal better?
I feel like you get less stuff on your face.
Oh.
Because you can eat it more from a corner, easier. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense. So it goes in easier.
I like to attack it from that corner.
Yeah.
As opposed to, if you get it like where it's just straight half and you just put it in your face, and you know you got a little peanut butter and jelly on your cheeks.
Yeah.
If you eat like me.
Yeah, if you eat like you, that's a fact. How about pizza, flat or fold?
Well, I'm a fold guy because in New York, the pizza is so big.
You have to fold it.
You have to fold it. So even here, even though the pizza is not that size, people used to make fun of me when I first moved out here. Like, why are you folding your pizza? I'm like, I just thought that's how everybody did it. Yeah. I had no idea that nobody didn't fold it out here.
Yeah, that's definitely a New York East Coast thing. When you get those giant pieces of pizza, you have to fold it. Plus sometimes they got the good oil on there. You'll get it all over you if you don't foil it.
But even like on like little tiny pizzas, I would still fold it. And I just have like a little tiny pizza folded.
Little pizza rolls.
Like a pizza taco.
Danny, how about the crappy place in New Mexico? How do they do it?
You fold it and throw it in the garbage, BJ.
Wow. Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I want to.
There we go.
Either of you anymore.
That's good.
You fold it?
Oh, I fold it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always fold it.
Then he puts peeps on it like an idiot.
Yeah, that too. Oh, no, man. I use ranch.
Getting aggressive.
And he uses ranch.
Oh, for dipping. So, for dipping,
and then you have to fold. It's easier to fold.
I see no reason to dip my pizza in anything. Though I am changing my mind, you know, because Mod Pizza has shown me you can put a couple of sauces on there. But even then, it's still really light as opposed to dipping it in an entire container. I'm not a dipper. You know, I'll dip the crust, but not the pizza.
I used to feel that way, but one time I did dip it in ranch, and it was so damn good.
Really?
Yeah.
It really is.
Blue cheese. I've done it with blue cheese.
Oh, blue cheese is just good on anything.
Yeah.
I would put blue cheese on a peep, and I would be happy about that.
All right.
How about this? Eating an apple. Slice it up or bite into it?
Bite into it.
I like slicing them up.
I like it when somebody
else... my wife slices them up for me.
There we go. Yeah. I don't like slicing
them. Steve, the five-year-old.
If I'm eating an apple and I have to be responsible for how I'm eating the apple, then I'm just going to bite into it.
I'm the same way.
But I like it when she slices them up and puts a little dip of peanut butter on the plate.
Yeah.
And I can
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I'm 6 years old.
Yeah. I know. Well, that's what I want, too. I don't want to slice up an apple, but that's how I like it.
Even with, like, the apple slicers where you just push down.
Oh, like the decorer thing?
Yeah.
We don't have one, but when we did, I used to love using that. It just felt like something kind of savage about, like, just like,
yeah, you still, it still wasn't as good as, like, somebody slicing it themselves.
Right.
Yeah, the corer doesn't do it. Those things don't do a good enough job for me, so I just have to wait for someone to do it. Yeah, or I just sit there and cry about it. Slices won only with a little over half the vote, though. Ketchup on your fries or on the side for dipping?
Oh, on the side.
On the side all the time.
I don't trust anybody that like squirts it on top.
Yeah.
That just gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
8% of the people actually do squirt it all over the place.
See, I take my time with my fries, so if I put ketchup all over it, they're just going to get soggy.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
And also, well, there are some people out there that use a fork to eat with their French fries.
That's
the only thing I could think of for why would you squirt it all over the fries? Like, why not just put it in the corner? Why am I getting so worked up about this?
You're getting very worked up about this. Look, you know why? Because we're already under high anxiety, and we really don't want to talk about what we're really upset about, so we'll let something like this get our venting out.
But like, if I go to a ball game, I'll make sure I kind of push the fries and then just squirt an S-ton in that corner.
Oh, really? Look at that pro tip.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, BJ.
Yeah, you do. You need ball game strategy. Even though I don't know the next time I'm going to get to go to the ball game and have that good food. All right, best brownie, corner piece, middle piece?
Corner.
Always corner piece.
You'd be surprised. Just a little more than half say corner piece.
I like middle pieces.
You just want it all gooey all the time.
All gooey.
Oh, you need a little crunch there.
I don't need it.
I love those brownie baking pans that somebody made where it's like kind of like weird and jagged, so every piece has a corner.
Yeah.
That was a brilliant invention.
I need to buy one.
Okay, string cheese. You guys know I'm a terrorist on the string cheese.
Oh, you're the worst.
Yeah, you got to string it.
But you know what? 15% are like me, buddy. And we eat the whole chunk.
Which means 85% peel it, the majority.
Oh, exactly, yeah. But you know what? There's still 15% that go, look, I don't got the time for the peeling.
I just don't feel right. There's been times if I'm driving and I want to eat string cheese, I'm like, well, I can't peel it while driving, so I got to eat it like a savage.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste the same. Yeah, I don't know why. Like mentally, it just doesn't taste the same.
The only people that eat string cheese like that normally are like 3-year-olds because they don't know how to string it, BJ.
So what are you saying?
You're a toddler.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were saying, but I wasn't sure. All right, popsicle. Which way should you eat the popsicle? Lick it or bite it?
You suck it.
Suck it.
Yeah.
100%.
Wow. Which I guess is licking it, too.
I did say lick or bite. Those were the options. The seagull goes, oh, no, you suck it.
But you put that bomb pop in your mouth.
Yeah.
Let your tongue do the work.
Yeah, biting would hurt your teeth.
So bad.
People do that, though.
Yeah.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I go halfway down. I lick until it gets warm enough.
Yeah, you do.
Then I bite that bitch. That's how I do. So I take care of my popsicle.
You broke Steve.
My popsicle brings the boys to the yard, is all I'm saying.
Oh, I just instantly thought of the person who just turned on their radio right at that moment.
Yeah. Just look at halfway down. That's all you got to do. Then the rest is history.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launcher online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's your website, lifehack.org, because, hey, who doesn't need a life hack, right? They've assembled a list of 10 movies that they believe that you need to watch if you want to be more successful in life. And then they give you a brief explanation of what you can learn from these movies.
So where is Grown Ups on this list?
Grown Ups is not on the list, wow. I'm sorry.
Teaches you about friendship and being good parents.
Yeah. I'm looking at this list, and I have seen a lot of these movies, but not all of them.
Oh, boy. I bet I've only seen a couple of them, knowing me.
Yeah.
I bet they're all like fancy pants films that I'm not really watching.
I think you'd be surprised.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many of these you've seen, but I think you've seen a couple.
So Pootie Tang's on the list?
Pootie Tang is on the list. I'll give you the number one thing, which I know you've seen. Okay. Even though we're not supposed to talk about this. This is the problem. They want you to watch this movie and talk about...
I got that, yeah.
Fight Club.
But you're not supposed to talk about it. So, I mean... And here's why. So, they say, of course, these top 10 movies, here's what you can learn from them. What you can learn from Fight Club is about materialism and emotional detachment. Because in the movie, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of modern life, which imprisons and emasculates you by being willing to give and receive pain and risk death.
Also inspires you to shop at IKEA.
Yeah.
Or an IKEA-like store.
Yeah, IKEA-esque.
That definitely, I think, was about materialism because IKEA was huge when that movie came out. Everybody wanted to go to IKEA. Everybody wanted some kind of a piece of IKEA furniture. It seemed like every young person wanted it in their apartment, in their life. I know I did. I thought IKEA was like the Mecca, and we didn't have one near where I lived.
It was affordable and looked, you know, you looked kind of stylish.
Cool. Yeah. And
it wasn't like your uncle's hand-me-down.
No.
Table.
And they were awesome, man. The Swedish meatballs. Oh man.
The best.
Yeah, they really are the best. So that's what Fight Club will teach you about materialism and emotional detachment. They got 10 movies they think if you watch, you will be a more successful person, and Fight Club's one of them.
What's another example?
Another example?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to see if I've seen it.
How about Pumping Iron with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I never saw that.
I smoked pot and clang and bang in the weight room.
Yeah. He says it's all about self-belief and assertion. This is according to lifehack.org, not Arnold. So they're saying this is a movie not just for bodybuilders. Arnold shares his mindset, attitude, and personal beliefs, and it'll leave you inspired. I can't believe it, to be honest with you, because I've never seen it, because I always thought, I'm not a bodybuilder, I don't care, but I didn't know it had a deeper level of inspiration.
You know, I only watched some of it because my brother was watching. My brother, and myself as well, we were obsessed with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movies, like Commando, Running Man, you know, like all the old school, of course, like Predator and Terminator, but... My brother watched it, and I remember watching along with him, and it kind of, as a kid, I was bored by it. I was like, what the hell is going on? But I need to go back and watch it if that's the case, because, I mean, Arnold's a pretty interesting dude. It'd be kind of cool to get a little bit of a peek behind his mind when he was a younger dude just starting to become this huge star.
And, Steve, it's got your favorite guy in it.
Who's that?
Lou Ferrigno.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, it's basically those two facing off.
Well, see, and we
spoiler need to, alert, Arnold wins
in life. And Steve wants Arnold to win because
I didn't know about in life.
Lou wouldn't take a picture with Steve without charging him cash.
Oh, $50.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great story. We'll have to tell that story maybe when we come back because it's a great story.
Just how Lou is like, sometimes it's like his people are just clueless to how life works. And Lou might be one of those people. Really, this is a cool thing, these 10 movies that'll inspire you.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Fight Club, Pumping Iron. These are movies you need to watch to be more successful. So we're wondering, man, maybe you have movies that you think should be on this list that may not be on the list. So movie, TV, music, could be any other form of art for that matter. What inspired you? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Could be a movie, could be a television show, music, any other form of art. What inspired you? Let's go to Justin in Puyallup. Justin, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Justin. What you got for us today, buddy?
Hey, so you guys know me. You know I'm a huge nerd. I would love to say Star Trek with it, or Star Wars, or Frank Frazetta, but I can't. What it goes for me is, as a guy from New Jersey, one of the greatest sports athletes to look up to is James Braddock. He was an Irish-American boxer back out of Jersey. Well, they made a movie in 2005 with Russell Crowe, Renee Zellweger, Paul Giamatti, which is one of the best actors out there.
Paul, yeah, Paul was fantastic.
Cinderella Man. Basically, it's a life-inspired life story of James Braddock, and basically, he's working on the docks and loses everything, and it's the going into the depression. And there's a scene where they have like no food, and the kid comes home and he stole like bread or something. And Braddock is like, "You take that right back, and we don't steal, no matter what. We have integrity, you know." And then he's fighting and he's going through these fights because that's how he's going to provide for his family. And then you find that like Paul Giamatti go to his house, and he had put up everything because he believed in this guy. And at the end of the day, you know, a couple years ago, I had a grandson who passed away. I went through a divorce last year and all this other stuff. And, you know, I had injuries when I was in the service. And, you know, you get to a point where you just got to keep going. You got to find, if nobody else believes and you believe in yourself, maintain that integrity, keep going forward. So, I mean, to me, you just watch that movie, you, as a grown man, there's times where it humbles you, it makes you cry, you look at your kids different, you look at work different. So,
man, that's good stuff, Justin. I appreciate that. Thanks for listening, man. That's good stuff right there, man. Having integrity and just, you know, keeping to your principles no matter how bad things get, that is, you know, you would argue that, look, if you're hungry and starving, stealing a piece of bread, what are you supposed to do? And yet people believe that their principles sometimes even more important than that.
And he's not alone. A few people texted in about Cinderella Man. One person said, "It's an inspiration to me. The underdog always has a chance. Rock on." Another person also said, Russell Crowe's Cinderella Man. It's been a huge inspiration to me as well. So that's pretty cool. I don't think I've ever seen that movie. I'm positive I haven't seen it.
Dude, I have to tell you,
serious. And watch those.
Yeah, well, he brought up
kind of serious.
There are two sides to that. That's what he just said. Of course, there was obviously Russell Crowe playing Braddock, and that whole idea, what he went through. But then Paul Giamatti's character, who basically put up everything to support him, like you know, he believed in him that much. And dude, you know, it's funny to hear that, because it happened in real life and somebody got screwed. I watched the Go-Go's documentary, and their manager, their early manager, did everything and pretty much sold everything to help that band. And the regret they have for firing her because they got they were big time.
People got in their ear, and they needed the big time manager.
And you could hear the man, because they interviewed the manager, and you know, it's done beautifully because you're watching the whole documentary, and then they get to the point where they go, "And we fired the manager," and they go back, and now they're talking to that manager, and you know, she's choked up, and she's just like, "I can't. This is hard for me to talk about." And you could see the look of regret on some of the Go-Go's faces, like, "Yeah, we effed up bad. We shouldn't." I mean, that was one of the worst things we could have done for how loyal she was to us.
Did they ever make it up to her?
It was unclear if they ever did in the documentary.
If you feel that bad and you got all this cash, I mean, I don't know how much cash the Go-Go's have now.
Yeah, that I don't know either.
That might also be like, they're like, "We'd love to give you all the money in the world to make up for this, but we also need all the money in the world."
Yeah, you know how sometimes bands never got a lion's share of that money they were making.
Right. I mean, I know that they're like, you know, iconic in the sense of people know who the Go-Go's are, but I don't know if that means anything in their bank account.
I mean, how can you not feel betrayed if you are that person that gave everything to believe in somebody else and then you get kicked to the curb?
I feel like in music that happens a lot, where you have somebody that's like a buddy that's like believes in you as a band, maybe they're not a musician, but they have a couple dollars, so they're like, "Hey, I'm gonna help you, I'll be your quote-unquote manager," and then all of a sudden things get a little bit more successful. And unfortunately, sometimes those bands, they don't think about
the impact that they'll have on somebody by just turning their back on them and be like, no, we're going to get a quote unquote real manager now.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. I forget what artist it was. It's a big name artist. Oh, man, crap. I can't remember. It's a pop star, I believe. And it was a similar situation. It might have been Taylor Swift, for all I know, because it seems like she can do no wrong.
No, not Tay-Tay.
No, nothing bad. Like, where it was like, I wish I knew for sure it was her or whoever it was. But, like, they had no, you know, it might have been Cardi B, I think. She had a manager that wasn't technically a manager. It was a friend when first she started. And then all of a sudden things got a little bit more insane. She's like, I need a real manager, but I want you to be that manager's assistant. I will pay you to be that manager's assistant so you can learn how to be a real manager. And I was like, okay, that's a cool way to do it. Like, you have somebody in your life that's really not able to handle what you need out of them, but you're not going to turn your back on them because they've been with you since day one. And you're actually giving them an opportunity to learn and become that person they want to be. I thought that was pretty commendable.
That is really, again, you know, when you know what sometimes happens, right? I mean, that's a nice story.
And I'm pretty sure it was Cardi B. I could be wrong.
Well, let's give Cardi B some credit.
Why not?
Hey, listen.
her better than Taylor Swift.
Taylor's got a little positive rep.
Kidding.
I mean, just saying. Taylor, everybody knows Tay-Tay's awesome. So let's give Cardi B some love.
I'm looking for the Weekend at Bernie's because it teaches you how to overcome adversity.
Yeah, and how to deal with the dead guy.
That's, you know, it's interesting, though. There are, you know, the really good, funny movies do have some sort of, like, you know, I don't know, moral of the story or a feel-good, you know, something that really teaches you that that next level of what makes it a great movie.
Yeah.
So I could appreciate that.
I don't know. I have to go back and watch Weekend at Bernie's to know for sure.
I got another one on this list, and I think you've seen this one, too, Steve. I'm looking for okay. movies that you've seen that are inspiring, according to lifehack.org. The top 10 movies you should watch, and The Social Network.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. The Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook.
Why?
It's so good.
How can you learn from that crap?
To not screw over friends if they're twins.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You can screw them over if they're not twins, but if they're twins, you can't. Yeah. It teaches you, actually, Rev, you know, again, it doesn't always have to teach you positive qualities. It can show you negative qualities and show you the pitfalls of really giving into that. Entitlement was the big message of this one. It inspires viewers to feel deserving of success while also showing some of the drawbacks that being successful can have.
Like people backstabbing you.
Yeah. I mean, when you get entitled and you all of a sudden get convinced that the people that contributed, which is if you watch this, at least according to The Social Network, if you watch the movie, people get edged out that shouldn't have got edged out. You know what I mean? They got screwed over and then they were basically, you know, the Zuckerberg character was starting to believe that really the people that were important to the creation of it weren't that important. So they ended up getting screwed because of it. And, you know, that is a cautionary tale.
It also teaches you that the girl doesn't want you in life to create a social media platform where you can stalk her.
That's true.
Yeah, and take over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, ha-ha! Yeah,
joke's on her.
Yeah, we'll show you, everybody. Oh, yeah.
How about this one? So it said, The Secret. I was a Debbie Downer before watching this, and since then I've shifted my mindset to be more positive.
That is number 3 on this list, which I have seen The Secret. This is definitely a new thought, new age.
This, yeah.
Yeah, this might be tough for you.
I've heard about, sadly, the way I know about it, and again, everything in my life goes back to wrestling. There was a wrestler by the name of Ryback. One time he decided, like, his character was all about The Secret because he read the book and he was obsessed with the book. And that's how I learned about what this book is all about. But just recently, he went online to talk about a wrestling journalist and how he thinks the world would be better if that person's dead. And everybody's like, hey, what part of The Secret did they tell you that's the way to have where in The Secret is that mindset?
That's his own
exactly,
secret.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That is hysterical that he basically puts those two same things in the same sentence.
Right, he's like, I'm all about The Secret. Yeah. And I wish this guy was dead.
Yeah.
PMA, baby, positive mental attitude.
Well, I mean, he's positive. That's what he thinks. I guess in a way, it's sort of a twisted version of it.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's all about positive attitude to help you lead a better life by changing your mental attitude. And if The Secret seems too touchy-feely or too new thought, there is a book that's much more scientific called Mindset. I can't remember her name, the author that wrote it, but it's a famous book. And it is about the idea that people don't realize that their mindset makes or breaks your greatness. Whereas there are a lot of people in this world that think you're born with talent and therefore you never have to work. If I'm born with enough talent, I don't ever have to actually do any work. I'm either great as I am or I'm a failure as I am. And it's a huge, huge thing in this world. There's two different types of people, I guess. People that think that way and then people that have a mindset of growth that feel like they can always get better.
Isn't The Secret also like the that kind of like got people talking about vision boards?
if I remember correctly.
Boy, I know vision boards were part of my wife's life. I don't know if she got it from The Secret, but you may be right.
I thought that was
But
part
vision
of it.
Boards, we still have my wife's vision board, and I have to tell you.
Is it just a giant picture of California?
Dude.
With a picture of your face with a line through it.
You have no idea how close you are to that. I mean, you're joking, and you are 100% like right there. I joke with my wife all the time, because her vision board is still in our closet. And I tell her all the time, I go, you've got pictures of really beach furniture, beach water views. You've got this. You've got like hope and love and, you know, like all these words on there. I go, I am nowhere on your vision board.
Oh, you're in the bottom corner holding an umbrella.
Yeah, I'm not there. And she laughs. Oh, no, but I have family on there. I go, but there's my name isn't there. My picture isn't there. Because vision boards are about you put pictures.
Where's
too.
Dr. Pokey on this board?
Dr. Pokey. Yeah. I mean, I should have. Maybe he's on there and hiding behind the couch. But that's the joke that Kathy and I have is that, yeah, you know, I'm not
Dr.
on your vision
Pokey,
board.
His eyes peering up over the couch.
But she got her vision. She got all that she's put on that vision board and me not being there as well. I mean, really. So I guess they work.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.